hair piles in the house.
She said her hair was just everywhere.
At Rough Greens, we know dogs need live nutrition just like we do.
We have had a lot of issues with her skin.
Sometimes itching and scratching, lack of energy, digestive issues, they're not medical issues at all, but more likely they're nutritional deficiencies from eating dead food.
A lot of the nutrients just aren't there anymore.
The good news is you don't have to change your dog's food to improve your dog's health. Simply add a scoop of Rough Greens and make even the best dog food better.
I was truly amazed how fast it worked.
One of the most noticeable things is her coat doesn't have the itching.
She doesn't shed as much.
It wasn't even 2 weeks that I saw a drastic improvement.
We're so confident that your dog will love Rough Greens that we're going to let them try it before you buy it. Free. Just cover the shipping. Get your free bag of Rough Greens today at ruffgreens.com. That's ruffgreens.com.
I wish we would have found Rough Greens a lot sooner.
So good, your dog will ask for it by name.
Wednesday, Holocult. You know what that means? Welcome to the night shift. Where if you're just tuning in onto the podcast form, this is not the regular show. If you're looking for us to talk specifically about aliens or conspiracies or something, you're going to have to go to the regular show. People get this confused.
It's here. It's here, yeah. But everything is here.
This is not structured. This is a good time. Okay? People get that confused. Can't hold your hand and walk you through it. I'm sorry. It's as good as it's going to get.
That is true.
Welcome to 2026, Holocult. This is the first, right? Is it the actual first 2026? Yeah, we were before the new year. We were here on the 31st. So, welcome in to 2026. Hope everybody's doing well. Hope everyone had a great holiday season. Got to spend time with the people you love because that's what's important in this crazy world. Hopefully the first little bit of 2026 has been treating you right. I, however, am still sick, but I'm on the winning end, I think.
Hopefully. You think?
Yeah, we're going to see how it goes. Still got a little bit of a cough, a little congested, but it's fine. Everything's fine.
Yeah.
So forgive me for clearing the phlegm whenever it happens. Welcome in, everybody. A lot of familiar faces here. Loving it. Loving to see everybody back. Anybody had a weird start to 2026 yet?
So the year changes, but the cult doesn't.
Hopefully it just keeps growing.
That's the idea.
Yeah. Yeah, Twiz, I've been sick for about a month. I got sick probably right around this time in December, about December 15th, December 16th. I started, got a bad headache and got a fever, and now it's just residual chest and sinus stuff.
Pocahontas said she had a Walmart stalker.
Which, well, that's creepy.
Is definitely creepy.
Yeah, that's a different kind of weird.
Yeah, the caliber of stalker in there is interesting, to say the least.
Yeah. Yeah, doing early morning merchandising for a large soda company, you see some interesting folks.
True that.
And yeah, being sick does suck.
Oh, it's the worst. True. I'm hoping my daughter just got sick today, and I'm hoping it don't catch me.
Yeah. 'Tis the season.
I don't want it. I don't want it. It's mostly because I actually enjoy my job, and I don't want to risk it at all by having to keep calling off. Look at that. Bigfoot's in here. Long time no see, bro.
What up, bro? Bigfoot Society out there making moves. If anybody hasn't tuned in to Jeremiah and the Bigfoot Society, you need to go check him out. He's on all socials, YouTube, TikTok, all sorts of stuff. In any Bigfoot news you need, go to that gentleman right there.
It's there.
I call him the crown prince of the Bigfoot world.
He is. He earned it.
Yeah, you're going to definitely have to keep up with his stuff. He goes to a bunch of conferences and things. Hook up with him. He's a cool dude. The coolest dude.
Looks like the bean phenomenon is contagious now. It got you, Steve. It got you, and then it got Peyton there.
Weird.
Yeah, it's now contagious.
That's weird. We have to figure out what the bean is.
Mine's legitimately a bean.
I don't know what mine is.
I don't even know how that happened, having like one of them hard black beans inside a vase somehow.
Maybe it manifested itself.
I hope so.
It's strange.
I hope so.
It is strange. Coming toys.
Not wrong.
How was that for a pun? I knew it was coming. Anyway. What do we got going on? We revamped our Patreon tiers.
Yeah.
I don't know if I posted it up on all the socials. I can't remember. But if you're interested in that, go check it out. We could put a whole bunch of different options up over there instead of just a one tier thing. So redid that. We got all kinds of stuff in the works for the Patreon. That's going to be kind of a lot of our focus moving forward is putting content out there. Now, it's not going to change the content we put out regularly, but we're going to focus more on that. We've got some ideas. How much should we give away, Kyle?
Well, I'm willing to say that we have three alternate shows that are getting ready to show up.
Yeah. That's at least a fair assessment.
Likelihood of three alternate shows.
That's the plan.
Two of them are solo. Steve's got one. I got one. And then the other one will be a combined effort.
Yeah. We're kind of each kind of doing our own thing on the Patreon. That way it's more manageable time-wise, because trying to get together between the two of us is difficult, especially since when Kyle works, I'm at home, and when I work, Kyle's at home. So you're going to hopefully see some stuff over there.
And they're kind of, well, two of the solo projects are kind of, yours is kind of in the same line. They're in the same line, but they're completely different.
Yeah. Like two opposite ends of a spectrum.
Yeah.
And then the combined thing, I think, is going to be a lot of fun. if we can get times worked out, I think it's going to be pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. It'll be a blast regardless.
And we could probably add to some of the Patreon tiers included, like surrounding that.
Yeah.
Give them some perks and whatnot. Yeah. Go over there. Check that out. We put
that's a good thing. With my project, as usual, I like to keep all of the Holocult involved. When it reaches a certain point, you guys will have the opportunity, if you so choose, to be a part of the mystery as well. No, that's going to be a big part of it. Also, Steve and I are trying something different with Patreon. It's actually kind of steep, and yet there are way more people signing up for it than I anticipated. The $20 tier.
Oh yeah, we have had a few people, pop into that already, which is crazy.
Yeah, I did not expect that. I expected that being a Hail Mary type thing. But the big perk is that if you do sign up for that, you will get all the shows, all the ad-free content, and anytime we do a merch drop, you will have that merch. It will be directly sent right to you.
So
you'll be the first ones on the list to get it. You'll be the first ones to get it, and you'll get it every time.
Which is pretty sick.
It's kind of cool. Jesus. How about you not do that?
Is that the X-Files?
Yeah, that's my ringtone. Somebody's calling me. Dana is probably a telemarketer.
Yeah, most likely. But yeah, revamping that. You know, just doing some things, doing some stuff, kind of trying to get a game plan for 2026. Kind of put it out there. You know. John Otto. What does he say? Take it to what bridge? Take it to the... Damn, I can't remember. My Limp Bizkit knowledge is fleeting in my old age. So, yeah, that's exciting.
Yeah.
It's pretty sick. Pretty sick and fly.
I'm pretty excited for him. Steve gave me a teaser of his. Sounds great.
Yeah, I got a little intro.
Professionally done.
I am a fucking professional.
You are professional.
I feel like if I get enough monster in my system, it'll fight off all of the bugs I have in there.
That's, and it's, I mean, you're doing it right. It's citrusy, so.
Yeah, it's vitamin C.
You're definitely getting your vitamins.
It does have vitamins in here. Why is that a thing?
So you can be healthy.
That's true. Monster is healthy.
Healthy and jacked.
Already one of those. Actually, neither. Pocahontas says she's got her daughter listening. Hell yeah. Next generation holocult.
That's right.
Holocultist.
That's right.
What kind of weirdness we got going on? Anybody see anything weird lately?
I thought it was the Matthews Bridge, but I wasn't sure.
It is Matthews Bridge.
Yeah, I was going to say it, but then I was like, I don't want to sound stupid. I'll save that for later on. Well, I'm sure I'll sound stupid about something.
It's what we do.
The big news that I've seen is that they've pretty much admitted the existence of directed energy weapons.
Oh.
Have you seen that? Surely you have.
Oh, about
the Venezuela strike.
Yeah, I did see that.
And now there's lots of information coming out that they royally fucked people over there.
Yeah, I did see that.
They had the directed energy weapons involved. Then I saw, which obviously take with a grain of salt, but it looked legit. The congressional hearing where they were talking about it, and one guy's like, "Yeah, I saw it in 91." It was like a satellite dish, but now, of course, as time has advanced, it's definitely more modular and compact. One guy was saying that, like, on the lowest, which is terrifying, on the lowest setting, it makes you, like, crazy. It just, like, it fucks with your brain where you perceive yourself as crazy.
I mean, we knew it was coming.
Sure.
We knew the precursors have been there, like Havana Syndrome. You're not going to tell me that's not a direct energy type of weaponry. When they burnt down Maui last year. Was that last year?
It was within.
Year before? Something like that. Pretty good idea. That was it, too. So when I did see those headlines come out about the Venezuelan soldiers being, like, bleeding from the ears and the eyes and the nose and shit. Like, that's terrifying.
Oh, something else that's kind of crazy. And I'm just going to say the name. I really don't give a shit your personal opinion on the fact. It's irrelevant if you ask me. But I've now hearing chatter that the White House has, they're claiming it as AI technology that can predict the future. But I've also, like, I know, keep in mind, I caught very little of the conversation. I just happened to catch the phrase Candace Owens talking about Looking Glass, Project Looking Glass, which is essentially, if I remember correctly, being able to see into the future. So I thought that was kind of interesting that there are two separate avenues that have kind of suggested being able to predict the future, which without Looking Glass, you would assume that that would be a huge market for AI, is to run algorithms, so to speak, to predict the fluctuations of humanity, which it's not going to be perfect every time, but it's probably going to get pretty decent at it.
I did see Looking Glass pop up a lot here recently in the algorithm of the socials, which is probably why, if they were talking about it. It's weird. It's terrifying.
It's terrifying.
And also weird. I did see that.
It was reported that the Vatican had it. Yes, you're correct.
Yeah. And I saw that the Department of Defense or Department of War or whatever is integrating Grok into all of their
Skynet systems. Straight up Skynet. It's legit Skynet.
Yep. They're rolling it out in March. It's gonna be fully through all classified and unclassified systems.
That's wild. I mean, but you also knew that was coming. Like, there's no getting around that. You knew that was coming.
Yep.
Because it can react so much faster than we can.
Then kill off all the humans.
Yeah, but that's the problem, is that, oh, and I did see a tweet. I don't know. I sent it to you the other day. It was, if it's real, from Elon talking about we reached the
singularity. Yep. Yep. I didn't see that. I love that he's like, we've reached singularity where AI has fully surpassed the human brain. And they're like, you know what? You know what's a good idea? Let's put it into our defense systems.
Yes.
Let's give it military capability.
Yes. This is a great idea.
Let's let it be in charge of our nuclear arsenal.
Yeah.
We are not a species that's meant to survive, ladies and gentlemen.
No. Because I don't know. Like, do you think, even at singularity, even at it being hyper intelligent, do you think it will ever, that AI will ever understand what it truly means to bluff? So if you and me are superpowers and I'm like, that's it. I'm sending it. Fuck you, Steve. I'm sending it. You don't know truly if I'm bluffing or if I'm actually going to press the button.
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? Because there are a lot of, I feel like a lot of those situations, those world leaders are playing whose dick's bigger. And most of them are blowing smoke because they really don't want that type of smoke.
No. You have mutually assured destruction.
Yeah.
One person hits the button, everybody's hitting the button.
Exactly. And so I feel like a lot of times it's bluff. It's a bluff.
I don't think so. Because AI doesn't have anything to lose.
That's where I'm at. I don't think AI is true. It'll run probability, sure. But if for whatever reason it perceives your threat as just, it's going to pull the trigger.
And I think even at the core of the most evil human being, you still have their connection to humanity, right? There's still that core that there is a human element there. AI doesn't have that. AI could be like, yeah, if I hit this button, I'm going to wipe off 500 million people in an instant. But they have no connection to people. Like, they don't have emotions. They don't have souls. They don't have consciousness. Yeah, there's no connection to that.
No, it's just like a numeric value. They've assigned value to each of us.
Yeah.
And it's just subtracting numbers is all it is.
We would be nothing more than collateral damage.
Yeah. I also saw, in the same vein here, I saw another video, which it was a woman talking about, I think it was a woman, talking about seeing maps. It was either, yeah, it had to be, I'm pretty sure it was a military woman talking about seeing maps that are far more expansive than what we know the globe to be. Like currently, she was seeing current maps.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder what she means by that. Like land masses that we aren't privy to?
Yes, yeah. And maybe the possibility of it being... It is either the land masses that are out there that we don't know about, or it was in reference, she was kind of torn, or it was in reference to inner Earth.
I was going to say, could it be like subterranean?
Yeah. So I thought that was pretty fucking cool, which of course anymore, you can't believe shit on the internet. So you have to be very careful, but I mean, it seemed legit. It didn't look too AI to me. So,
but I mean, if you the deeper down the fucking rabbit hole I go, the more I just look at myself and I'm like, you're actually going there, aren't you? You're actually getting there, because I'm like, my reality, geographically speaking, only exists within the continental United States and Canada. Those are the only places that I've been. Everywhere outside of the places that I've put my actual feet on the ground, I'm just taking people's words for it.
Sure.
Which is fucking crazy.
I mean, realistically, Steve, and I know this isn't reality, but realistically, everything beyond the United States to you and me could be 100% fabrication.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's crazy. Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy that I'm thinking that.
Yeah. Which, I mean, it's not the case because, of course, my mom has flown to Germany. My sister is currently over there, so on and so forth. However,
they're all part of the PSYOPs.
Right. Hey, I'm not arguing. It definitely could be.
You know, like...
Everybody's meant to hold us down.
I've been told Hawaii exists. I ain't never been there.
No.
What if I think I'm flying to Hawaii and they just put me in a plane... Bro, fly me around for 12 hours and then land me in fucking Bunker Hill or some shit.
Could be.
I'm like, this is not what Hawaii looked like in the books.
Or you get on that plane and it just turns into like a simulator that you didn't know you were in.
Yeah. Yeah.
It definitely could be that.
Welcome to the Truman Show.
I used to be obsessed with that movie when I was little. And yeah, then I saw... The last thing that I saw was this individual talking about how, I want to say, their grandfather was involved in mermaid hunts.
Well.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Did
the mermaids fight back?
I don't know. I didn't get that far into the video.
I feel like they would. I feel like mermaids are very violent creatures.
I mean, you kind of got to be. You're literally in an environment where everything can kill you.
Hey, you got to fight sharks and giant squids and bullshit like that.
That's what I'm saying.
Backwards golfer. Yeah, my oldest boy, Ev, used to be absolutely terrified of mermaids.
I remember that.
Horrified of mermaids. He watched that one stupid, that. Like, Discovery. Or Animal Planet or Travel Channel, yes, whatever that, yep. Documentary on mermaids scarred, yep, him for life.
I remember that.
Yeti, what up?
I forgot all about that till you just mentioned it.
Oh, dude, horrified of mermaids.
I had to literally convince him
that there weren't mermaids like in swimming pools, and then we go fishing, and he'd be like, "Dad, is there a mermaid in there?" No, we're good.
It's awesome.
Yeah, that documentary to him was what Fire in the Sky was to me.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt.
Absolute childhood trauma.
Yeah. That I fucking forgot all about that. That is awesome.
I think he's gotten over it, because he goes ocean fishing and all kinds of shit now. So maybe he's just
shit one day when he sees a mermaid out there.
When he snags one.
Yeah. He is going to lose his fucking mind.
Cut the line
He's going to act like Maeve did the other day when it came to the worms.
Worm boots. Yeah. Yeah.
It's exactly what's going to happen.
I saw E.T. in the theater and tried making a device to contact aliens. Did it work, Shogun?
Gross.
Did it work? So I'm trying to make a device to contact aliens. See if they want to come fight me.
See, Fire in the Sky was creepy, but Dark Skies scared the shit out of me. That one was gross.
Fourth Kind was up there with Fire in the Sky to me.
Dark Skies got to me because they went after the kid, and then there's that last scene where over the walkie-talkie the kid talks. Oh, it's gross.
Yeah, it is gross. Oh, to Dylan. Dylan said it's probably on Monster Quest. Do you see Monster Quest is back?
No.
After like however many years, they're back doing new episodes, which is freaking awesome.
It's not that surprising. I feel like the paranormal has hit this little like mainstream groove here lately.
Yeah. Yeah, Dylan, it's on the History Channel. They just did one on the Goatman.
Which is great. I mean, I'm glad that the paranormal is kind of getting its due diligence, but
yeah.
It also floods the gates.
I haven't seen No One Will Save You. I was going to watch it because the movie poster was cool, but I haven't watched it yet. Did anyone see the trailer for that new A24 movie coming out about the podcaster?
Oh, you showed me that. That's gross.
Where they get some audio recordings, and it's supposed to be like the 10 scariest audio recordings ever discovered, and it unleashes something that, well, it's almost like a mimetic virus without being a mimetic virus. So once they listen to it, it kind of lets itself out, and then it gains more energy, and she's already put it out on her show, so everybody's listening to it, and it's like, it's a whole thing.
Yeah, it just constantly giving me cold chills right now because it was gross. Like, I forgot about that until you just mentioned it again.
It keeps popping up.
My mind does that here lately. It's just kind of like so much is coming in that it just can't retain all of it.
Yeah, and I agree. The paranormal has been becoming more... I don't know if the word mainstream is the right word to use, but it's definitely more accepted now.
I feel like it's kind of mainstream, so to speak, because it's a lot more in your face now. Like, you see it more. Like, we've had the UFO stuff with the Congress and the governments, and there's all these kind of, in my opinion, relatively successful shows that have portrayed the paranormal. Now, whether that be in positive or negative light is, you know, up for debate, but I just feel like there's a lot more of it out there, and you're right, acceptance has been a big part of that. But
yeah,
could that also be because that's the way they want it to be, that they're slowly, you know what I'm saying, like they're feeding it to us for a reason.
Yeah, like intravenous disclosure.
Yeah,
just a little drip, drip, drip.
Yeah, because they were talking about, Greg from Higherside was talking about, I think it was Greg, talking about how they're going to, there's people openly talking about essentially alien technology that's going to be kind of hitting, coming out here soon, that we've reverse engineered, so on and so forth.
Oh, I believe it. I believe it. I'm wondering what, I just don't know what the end game is with everything.
I don't either, man.
Wrap my brain around it. Like, I don't know. Like, they could say, hey, aliens are real, but they've already said that, you know?
Yeah.
Not necessarily extraterrestrial, but non-human intelligences are real. Like, that 5 years ago, that was disclosure.
Yeah.
And now we've hit that precipice, and they're still beyond that more disclosure.
Yeah. Like, and then you have, a congresswoman talking about interdimensional beings being real, which moves the goalpost again. Because in my opinion, like in my brain, the way I've dissected it over the years is that aliens, as of right now, I would argue that most people view it my way, that aliens and interdimensional beings are not the same thing currently in the, you know, in most people's eyes.
Yeah, I would say that too.
Yeah. And so the fact that, like you were saying, that they said, you know, basically non-human intelligence, aliens are real, there's a goalpost. And then she comes out later on and talks about interdimensional beings being real. Well, then the goalpost moved again.
Yeah.
And it just, the goalpost just kind of keeps moving forward.
And it keeps the water muddy. You know, that's it, keeps true. Everything in a weird gray area. Like you don't know what's what. Hey, Holocult, did you know that there's an online cannabis company that ships federally legal THC right to your front door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to create gummies, baked goods, and flour for whatever type of buzz you'd want. I'm talking about Mood.com. They have an incredible line of cannabis gummies, and you can get 20% off your first order at Mood.com with promo code HOLO1. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood you're looking for. They have Sleepy Time Advanced gummies for a mind-soothing calm each night. They also have Morning Delta 9 gummies for an energizing, focused mental boost to start your day. Mind Magic gummies for focused, deep work and enhanced creativity. Beyond gummies, Mood also has a large selection of flower, pre-rolls, bakery treats, and beverages. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much anywhere these days. But Mood's functional gummies combine premium federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get in the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. And everything ships discreetly right to your front door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered directly to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned before, Hollow Sky listeners gets 20% off their first order with code HOLO1. So head to Mood.com, find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use promo code HOLO1 when you check out to save 20% on your first order. Be sure to try it today at Mood.com. Hey, Hollow Cult. We're right into the new year, and if you're like me, you're in the mindset of wanting to get healthier. But I feel like I'm just guessing as to which habits actually matter for me specifically. I don't know which supplements to buy, which vitamins to take, or which workout trends I should be following. It's easy to get overwhelmed at the thought of it all. But this is where True Diagnostic comes in. True Diagnostic helps you find the exact supplements and lifestyle changes that can make a difference for you and which ones you might be wasting your money, time, and energy on. If you're spending money on supplements, workouts, and wellness trends, it's worth knowing what is actually going to move the needle for you. With True Diagnostic, you can choose your test. With True Age, it measures your biological age versus your chronological age and your current pace of aging. It also gives you your top three aging actions you can take to slow or reverse aging. With True Health, it tests 105 plus biomarkers, including vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and fatty acids to understand your body system's health right now. It focuses on energy, metabolism, inflammation, and nutrient status today, and gives you your top three health actions to work on for the next 90 days. Or for your best value, you can get the combo kit, which combines the True Age and True Health tests in one package. It shows you how fast you're aging and how healthy you are right now, and gives you both three aging actions and three health actions to work on each quarter. The process and experience is simple. Order online and the kit ships right to your door. It's quick, simple finger prick at home, then drop it in the prepaid return package. Your only job, follow the three most important actions you can take for 90 days, then retest to see your progress. True Diagnostic is trusted by top longevity clinics and health professionals, not just consumers at home. Right now, our listeners can get 20% off at TrueDiagnostic.com using code HOLOSKY at checkout. That's TrueDiagnostic.com and use code HOLOSKY
for 20% off today. Choose True Age, True Health, or the Combo Kit as a one-time purchase or a subscription.
Not necessarily what's real, but like what the end game is. Because like you said, it just keeps moving it further and further. And I know I've said it before and it's kind of a broken record, but I feel like their hands are getting forced. There has been so much crazy bullshit happen in the last 2 years that is just completely unaccounted for.
Yeah.
Like the U.S. military literally shot down UFOs and now nobody talks about it. You know, you had the Miami Mall incident. There's still nothing that has been released to confirm what happened that night. What instituted 200 police car response?
Yep.
Couple teenagers fighting and shooting off bottle rockets. Okay. I'll fuck out of here.
Yeah.
You had the Las Vegas incident where they're catching aliens in their backyard and police body cam footage, you know, showing things falling out of the sky and shit. Like, that's crazy. The face peelers in Venezuela. Yeah. Nobody talks about that anymore. That was a huge thing. Like, there were people with literal injuries from whatever these jet pack wearing entities were that were abducting and murdering people. And it's all just
it's wild. Even me, I've forgotten about some of that stuff.
Crazy,
like,
right?
It just like fleets out of your mind. You know what I mean? It just goes away.
Yeah, the drone.
There's so much that's happened.
And they just keep your brain overloaded with other stuff.
Which brings me to another point. Think about it like this, Steve. Now take one of those incidents. One of them, you pick. One of those happens. That lives eternally in the UFO paranormal world. But now that there's so many, it's like it scattershot the whole thing to death. Because now, not like, and in my opinion, none of those are eternal yet. Which the face peelers would be the best example. The best example. That could be comparable to Roswell. And I don't feel like it has anywhere near the umph Roswell had.
Oh, no. No. People still talk about Roswell 60 plus years later. Nobody talks about the face peelers anymore.
Exactly.
Which is bizarro. It's bonkers to me. Like, there were actual legitimate victims of that. People with injuries. Yeah. People being put up in the hospital from whatever these entities were, be it some weird like black budget military corporation, jet pack, metal suit wearing, whatever the fucks. But still, like, you had people injured and disappeared. It is information overload.
Yeah, and you're right, Backwoods. They didn't discount any of those. They did. They literally just moved on. Like, it didn't fucking happen. That's what's even crazier, because, you know, at least when 47 happened, there was massive disinformation campaigns. But I guess also look at the times. The times are different now. They don't have to run massive disinformation. All they have to do is run massive information. Just keep that information flow coming. Boom, boom, boom. You know, and then You stumble around on the internet and see what people are actually arguing about and they're actually concerned about. And it is, oh God, the word I want to use, I don't want to use because people get mad, but it's ignorant.
And it is like we all have, it's like programmed ADHD for lack of a better term. Because I saw like they were doing experimentation on reels and stuff, right? Like real algorithms. If it doesn't catch the average person's attention in 3 seconds, one Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi, they scroll on. That's like the attention span of a ladybug.
Yeah.
And you just move past, which is crazy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've taken a massive break from that shit. I'm slowly starting to dip my toe back into the water, but if it overloads my brain again, I'll jump back out.
I agree, Shogun. AI is the ultimate disinformation tool.
Yeah, but it's also awesome.
It is awesome, but it has altered literally every... It has changed the way we have to accept evidence. See if I'm honest.
Yeah.
Yeah, it has altered the way evidence will forever be seen now.
Yeah. It's also crazy whenever, you know, we talk about AI. I constantly just see all the great things it can do. It's just crazy to me that there are people out there that function on a level that are like, we could use this to rob people.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, we could also use it to do really cool things and ask really cool questions.
Like, no.
Or I can have it teach me how to do my son's fourth grade math. And it you know, explains it in a manner that I can understand. And that's the great thing about it. You can also be absolutely ignorant and be like, hey, I don't understand this. And then it picks a different angle to try to teach you what you need to learn, which is great. It's awesome.
I also think it plays into like the Mandela effect and stuff, because there's people going back and changing like literal pieces of history with AI.
Yeah.
Which is terrifying and dangerous.
Yeah. And it's getting accurate. It's getting really good at doing those types of things.
Oh, yeah, Yeti. That's 100%. They had the precursors of AI essentially running in the early 50s.
Yeah.
Wrap that around your brain. Because the public didn't have AI 5 years ago. Right? They had the beginning 10 years ago. We'll put it there. We didn't have access to that kind of stuff. There were tricklings of it, but not like it is now. And that's 70 plus years past when the government started fiddling with it.
So you're right.
They're that much ahead of us.
You're right. Also, what do you think about that, Steve? The Dark Shogun says, I think we'll depend on it, maybe like a drug. Do you think that it'll be that way, or is it bad that it becomes the next calculator crutch?
Man, I don't know. I don't. It's dangerous if people rely on it to learn, because it can so easily be manipulated.
Hmm.
You know what I mean?
Explain that a little bit further.
Like, not necessarily like learning math or some shit, but like going through history or science or shit like that.
Okay, and you're right. I agree with that. However, that's also technically not the AI's fault.
No.
That would be programmer dumb fuck. Human's fault. Yes.
Which is no different than humans writing false narratives in history books.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, I feel like it's a very, very fine tightrope you have to walk with it.
Because
I do feel like it's a good tool, because like you said, it can teach you things. I mean, essentially it's no different than looking up a video on YouTube, except it's 100%. Quicker. It's more efficient. And you have it right there, and it can explain to you in a way that you can learn.
Yep. That was literally what I was just getting ready to say. That's what I was getting ready to cut you off with, is that it's like a hyper advanced YouTube with no bullshit, no bullshit, no ads, no somebody walking around with a thumb up their ass. It gets right to the teaching part.
Yep.
I see it as a massive net positive personally.
Because I'll be the first to admit, like, I use it when I'm writing. When I'm writing a script and researching, if I come to a part to where, like, I'm stuck, I'll go to ChatGPT and I'll be like, hey, give me some sources that you use for this particular incident. And it will give me websites that I can go and use as a source when I'm writing my script.
Of course.
So I feel like it could be a great tool to use. But I don't... I do feel like it could easily be a crutch, become dependent on it.
I don't see it as a crutch. I don't see it as a dependence because realistically, I think it's because of the way we were raised. We're raised in this context of like, Steve, here are 10 math problems. You are going to do it. Don't you dare use that calculator. Whereas you get past that point in your life and you get to your job or whatever you're doing shit around the house, you use a calculator.
Oh yeah.
Fuck writing out the math. You use it. It's literally no different. It's the same fucking thing. It's just, and I understand you need to learn the basis of what you're doing. That's important.
I feel like it could be a tool just the same as any other tool is. You know, tools are made to make our lives easier.
That's how I view it.
You know, you have a hammer to hammer in a nail, so you ain't got to destroy your fist trying to hammer the nail.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's how I view it. I understand there are a lot of other aspects to it, but that's what I view it as.
Like anything.
Tool.
Like, it can be weaponized. You can use a hammer to build a house, or you can use a hammer to crush someone's skull in, you know?
Absolutely.
So it's all depend on the user.
It's absolutely.
Josiah says, the first time I've ever seen y'all's faces, and I've been listening to your podcast for about 5 years now. Is this deterring you from listening any longer?
Also, thanks for sticking around for 5 years. That's awesome.
That is. We're,
that's crazy.
We're coming up on 7. March will be 7 years since we started the show.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I think that's OG status there.
Yeah, I would say so for sure.
That's wild.
For sure.
And where did I see? I saw a backwoods golfer say some stuff. As a high school English teacher, it was interesting to see how the kids didn't pay attention to the alien stories. I told them how I was called crazy thinking aliens were real, and they didn't even bat an eye at it. It is just, it's like a sign of the times. He also says it's that wild. he copies and pastes essays into Gemini and has them graded to specific criteria to make specific suggestions on grammar, theme, and etc. So again, it's like a tool that should be at everyone's disposal now that it's out there.
Yep.
But again, like I said, it depends on how you use the tool.
I agree.
Anything electronic can be hacked.
Yeah, but anything can be broken into as well. Any structure can be broken into with enough force.
Our brains are electronic. They're just tiny electrical synapses.
Yep.
Brain hacking. That's what I'm going to study.
I just don't know that I'll ever see it as a dependency. That's my overall argument, is I don't think it becomes a dependency. I think people will label it as such. I just don't think that's the case.
I guess it depends on where they go with it, you know?
That's because true. Like, that's true.
You've already got people being emotionally dependent on ChatGPT.
I guess you're right, because I make that statement through how I would use it.
Yeah.
That's not fair. You're right. Overall, you're probably right, where people would use it to just be fucking lazy.
Or like as an escape. Like, I could see it becoming a drug, like coming home, getting on some sort of, like, I don't know. I guess it's no different than video games, like virtual reality, AI kind of platform thing, just to escape from your regular life. I can see how that could become incredibly dependent.
I'm not dependent. I carry a cell phone because I'm forced to carry a cell phone. Steve and I are old school. I feel like me and Steve could go back to the Stone Age and not have a cell phone and be just okay.
Bro, I had a landline up until about 2 years ago.
You did. I can verify that.
And I won't argue it's not a dopamine button, because I'm constantly doom scrolling, sure. Like sure. Digital messing it up, you know, trying to find something interesting. And someone,
yeah, and I have it. I do have it on me because I have to have it for work. I gave up on that part a long time ago, being worried about them looking into you. And that's inevitable. It's going to happen.
Yeah, they're
it's awesome. Inevitable. When you like, your life is a lot easier when you accept that.
I just accept the fact that I'm not interesting enough for them to give a shit.
Yeah.
Which I think a lot of people can't digest that. They want to be part of something. They want to be interesting. They like in their brains, they're like, yeah, they're definitely tapping into my shit. No, they're fucking not. They don't give a shit. They don't care where you get your news, because all media is the same. They don't care what kind of weird shit you're looking at on the internet, as long as it's legal. They just don't care.
No. And I won't do the cell phone in my brain shit. Oh, fuck that, I'll have a hard line for that one. I can't do that. That is way too many problems there. Because I can drop the cell phone wherever I need to. You can't exactly yank that out of your head.
Weird. Yeti says, weird thought, but if aliens exist, I wonder if they have AI or possibly gave it to us.
Oh, there's mass theories out there about that.
I think aliens are coming back to battle AI.
Ooh, that would be fun.
I think... How's this for conspiracy theorists?
I like
that. I think we are an alien experiment here on the planet. And it's been an experiment multiple times. And every time we reach a point to where we develop AI, it hits singularity and we destroy ourselves with it. This time, I feel like the aliens are trying to come in and be like, hey, we're going to try to stop this AI before it kills our experiment again.
That's fun. I also kind of halfway believe in that theory you were talking about with the God stealing powers guy. How there's like an AI God out there somewhere that a race created, and it's just kind of steamrolled
doing its own thing.
Yeah. I could 100% see that is in the deck of cards somewhere out there.
Yeah. That super soldier guy stumbled on. I need to try to find that video again.
It's fucking awesome. It was asinine. Like it was out there.
There are dimensional gods. There's an AI dimensional. There's an AI 13th dimensional spider god out there that he has fought with other super soldiers.
Yeah, didn't they steal like Zeus's power or some shit?
Oh yeah, he got powers of the mythological gods.
It's fucking awesome.
Yeah, they were.
And this guy was dead serious.
There was a program that traveled in time to extract DNA. From beings that through mythology we called gods, and they use that DNA splicing to create super soldiers to go in to the timelines, to the dimensions, and battle these things that are threats to humankind, which is pretty badass.
Dude, that's a fucking rad narrative.
It's badass.
I'm here to listen to the story. That's all I gotta say. I don't care what anybody says. I'm here to listen to the story.
And nobody can prove him wrong, because up to this point, he stopped all the baddie bads from destroying humanity, because we're still here.
I love it. I think it's that's the type of paranormal shit I want. I want that crazy shit.
Does anyone still have a magazine subscription or a magazine that's delivered or a magazine in their house? I do have a magazine in my house, but I don't have a subscription.
Same. No, the internet kind of steamrolled that.
Yeah. Almost same way with newspapers. Because I know John's talking about reading newspapers. Yeah. Do I have a newspaper in my house? I can't remember. Probably not. But there is a stack of them at the post office.
Oh, yeah. They're definitely still out there.
I have a bunch of old, like, Alternative Press and Metal Edge magazines from when I was a young metalhead.
That's kind of gangster.
I'm curious. Don't know what I'm curious about, actually. We went on a whole AI rant there, didn't we?
Yeah, that lasted a lot longer than I would have assumed.
It's interesting. I like getting the theoretic chats. For fun. I like getting the chats ideas too. I used to get Weekly World News. Every time we go to get groceries at the store, I'd have to get a Weekly World News magazine. I had to see what Bat Boy was doing.
Going back to dial-up internet will take out a lot more than AI.
Yeah. Ask Dylan about that. Dylan doesn't have to worry about AI because he's got Frontier Internet.
Yeah, I don't think podcasts so much exist either. Not on dial-up.
Paul Rosie was just on Lex Friedman and hasn't. Excuse me, sorry. Has a video of an uncontacted tribe. We'll have to check into that. Like I said, I don't know if I talked about it on a night shift or on a regular show, but there's theories going around that there's uncontacted tribes down in southern Texas.
A multi-part deep episode. I'll have to try to find a worthy topic.
I was thinking about that the other day in the shower, you know, because in the shower is where you do your thinking.
Best thinking.
And I'm like, man, we haven't done a real deep getter in a long time.
No, I'll have to try to find something.
Because I was like, I was trying to think of the ones that I did. Hellfire Farm was a deep one.
Yeah.
Project Serpo was a deep one. Usually Kyle gets in the zone with some of them and just consumes it all. It has to be a story that really drags me in for me to want to keep going back to it.
See, I'll finish it regardless, but I almost need the comfort of having a little bit of a backlog so I can really turn. That way it doesn't get cut up by, you know, if I fall behind 1 week and only get one episode done instead of two, because I'll be, you know, at that point I have to write double in the normal amount of time that we have, so.
Yeah, it was easier when I was on day shift because we could record just every weekend if we needed to.
Yeah.
Yeah, when Kyle goes, I just let Kyle go. When he gets into a subject, let the man eat.
I am doing Manson. That'll come out this upcoming Monday.
Yeah.
And then I am working on a second part to that. So we'll see. Well, as long as it pans out, I got to really dig around into it and see if I can make it work. But it was cool. It was a cool chat. For sure.
Yeah. And like, I'm a big true crime person. I was a true crimer. I'm probably as much of a true crimer as I am a paranormal guy. But there was a lot of stuff about that I didn't know, because I never really went down the Manson Avenue. I was just kind of thought he was just weirdo hack, which some of the information that Kyle brought forward was interesting to hear and put it into context of the things that I already knew. So it was pretty pretty sick chit chat.
I almost bought that book, Twiz, because I read about it, and I actually quote O'Neill a little bit in this first episode.
Yeah, I think a lot of the jolly information probably comes from the Chaos book.
Yeah, yeah. But I just didn't have the time to dedicate to reading that whole book, because I think it's like 500 something pages, maybe a little bit longer. I can't remember, but I was like, shit, I only have like less than a week to try to get this done. I don't have time to buy this book. And
500 pages is a lot.
It's a lot, dude. Like I can do like a 2 to 250 in the allotted time and get a good episode or two out of it. But I just didn't have the time for it. And I want to read it. And I saw there's a documentary, but I don't know how much the documentary leans into the MK, because the documentary is about, it's based off the book Chaos, but I don't know how much it leans into the MK Ultra side of it. Usually with documentaries made by someone else, I don't think it's a high focal point. I'm sure it gets brought up a little bit, but being that O'Neill is mostly speculating, he does find a little bit of evidence, but being that he's mostly speculating, I don't see a lot of directors really focusing in on that, on just speculation.
And it's, for some reason, after we did that episode, a lot of MK Ultra things have popped up in my feed lately, which is interesting. Cat fan asked if I replaced Monster with Hint Water, and I'm just doubling down. I'm double barreling them. I do kind of like this Hint Water, though. It's made me. It's just like water infused with different fruit flavors. It's like just.
Does it actually taste good?
Yeah, it's not bad. It's like regular water, but it has the tiniest little hint of like blackberry or watermelon or whatever you get. I drink a lot more water. It's not carbonated or anything. It's just regular water with just the tiniest hint of fruit flavor.
I'll have to try it.
I've been drinking a ton of them lately.
Is the watermelon one good?
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite flavors.
At Walmart, they've got like a couple different four packs, or a couple different four flavor packs, 12 packs you can try. And that one's good. Watermelon's good. The blackberry's good. The raspberry's good. They got a bunch of different good flavors.
So I tried Spindrift. That tastes like dirt to me. Because I would love an alternate thing, because I have to get rid of, I drink one soda. If I can cut out that soda, I will have successfully cut out soda, period.
Yeah. I will not drink
any other soda other than a Coke.
Mel introduced me to these, and since she did, like, I've been drinking the shit out of them.
I'll have to try them.
Yeah, I didn't take way more water since I started drinking those than I did before. But I do have a peach one.
Drinking a lot of water does make you feel great.
Yeah.
But water can get boring sometimes. Especially in these cold months. Are you like that, Steve, where water in the cold months is just not as appetizing?
Oh, yeah.
100%. In the warmer months.
Yeah. Speaking of MK Ultra, there's the theory going around that the man that shot the two National Guardsmen in D.C., may have been a little bit under the old influence of the government.
Really? It's not surprising.
Because apparently once they started looking into him, I think he was from Afghanistan, but he had also trained under some CIA programs, got full asylum to the U.S., passed all the background checks, all the passing, the U.S. let him right in. Dude drove from Washington State to Washington, D.C. just to shoot these guardsmen.
That's weird.
Weird. Almost like a Manchurian candidate thing, trying to get something to pop off.
There's a lot of that shit going on right now.
It's weird.
I think most of the chaos that's happening in the world is manufactured right now. I don't think it's natural.
Oh, I believe that.
I think it's manufactured. I think we're living in a massive conspiracy. Just everybody's too stupid to see it.
Or they're too complacent to give a shit.
Yeah, there's that too. which kind of falls back to stupid.
I did try.
I'm just as guilty, so I'm not poking fun. Yeah. I'm just as guilty.
I'm the same way. It's exhausting.
Yeah,
absolutely. I put things out of sight, out of mind, and it's not the way you should do things, but like sometimes you don't have a choice.
It's absolutely the way to do things sometimes. Absolutely.
You've got to step away.
You have to. Dude, you have to or you'll go fucking crazy. And it's just not fucking healthy. This amount of chaos in our lives is not healthy. I can tell you that right now. I know it fucks with me, and I'll guarantee it fucks with a lot of other people.
Back to the water. I did drink Liquid Death for a while when I wasn't drinking Monster, and I would just drink the regular water in a can. For some reason, in a can, like made me feel like I was drinking Monster. Like being able to hold the can,
yeah,
made a good.
I see that
for the Monster. But now I'm drinking Monster again and water, so I'm counteracting my healthy with not healthy. I didn't like a lot of the flavors of the Liquid Death. I think it's because most of their flavored water is carbonated, and I do not do carbonated flavored water. It tastes like
Spindrift. Yeah, Spindrift is like that. I actually can understand that description. That's weird.
Yeah. This is just regular water with like someone took some blackberries and just went into the bottle of water. Project often took over for MK Ultra. Yeah. And they love to change the names. Once information gets out there, they love to change the names. It keeps you completely like in the dark. Like you try to look up Operation Ibis or Operation. Damn it. What is the other super soldier one that I talk about all the time? I can't remember. Son of a bitch. It was in the Max Spears episode, Project Ibis and Project
Oak Tree.
They've all been rehashed out now. So if you try to look into them, like you're just going to find all this other garbage.
Yeah.
They're doing that with, have you heard? Okay. Now that we're getting into the sauce. Have you heard the shit about Project Anchor?
No.
Okay.
I don't think I've heard the reference.
It's going around, making its social media's rounds, but I try to look into it and I can't find anything. So a couple years back, they, on one of the big satellite telescopes, they saw these two black holes essentially merge with one another. Right, like one ate the other one. And the theory behind Project Anchor is that when this happened, it created a gravitational rift that has, up to this point, been heading toward the Earth. It's supposed to get here sometime in August 2026, which they say is why all of these billionaires and politicians are building bunkers. The rumor is that when this gravitational rift hits the Earth, gravity will become non-existent for 7 seconds.
I know what you're talking about.
Everything that's not tethered down will essentially have 7 seconds to float as high as it needs to before gravity kicks back in and sends everything crashing back to Earth. They said it could be as much as like 30 to 40 meters in the air, which is a lot.
Yeah.
So probably not survivable. Cars, anything not anchored to the ground, hence Project Anchor, will become victim of the 7 seconds of non-gravity. Is it a lot to take in? Yes. Is there any proof that I could find? No. But it is making its rounds on social media.
That would be fucking terrifying.
Oh, dude. Can you imagine driving and your car just go? And you're like, this is
so fucking scary.
I'm going into the fucking sun. And then it kicks back in. You're like, oh no, this is going to be worse.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dylan Gold.
It's crazy that you would float that high in just 7 seconds.
Maybe it's not 40 meters. Maybe it's 40 feet. I don't know. Something 40 like feet that.
Still high as fuck.
Yeah. Probably not survivable. Oh, if you do survive, you're going to have to.
You'd damage. Survive. Well, a lot of people would survive. But yeah, you're going to be fucked up.
August 12th of this year, apparently. Dylan Goldstein on Facebook says, what's up, guys? Liked your episode on the Higher Side. Chat's been following ever since. Hell yeah.
Oh, cool. Much love.
Shout out to Greg in the Higher Side chat.
He's pretty legit.
100 feet or so up. Yeah, 100 foot falls. Not something I'm trying to do because I'm scared of heights.
No. Man, that's just one more thing I got to fucking worry about this year.
If you need me, I'll have ratchet strapped myself to a tree.
But that also doesn't make sense. Why would they go all out and make fucking bunkers? Unless the gravity is so, unless the loss of gravity is so massive that it would like rip our houses out of the ground.
It said anything not anchored to the ground. So right,
I understand that, but
I'm assuming
the idea to also back it by saying this is why the millionaires are building bunkers. The bunkers seem incredibly excessive.
Maybe it's a cover for why the millionaires are building the bunkers.
Maybe.
But then, of course, you got like physicists and stuff saying like, this is not how this works. This is not how this is going to work.
You can fool me because I'm not a physicist.
No.
I can barely say the word.
I'm like, then tell me what gravity is.
I don't know, nor do I care.
I don't care until I'm floating off this damn rock.
Yeah, that's going to scare the shit out of me. I mean, I tell you right now, they better hope that I don't survive because somebody's fixing to get their ass kicked over that one.
If we float up and then fall down?
Bro, I'm handing out pedigrees like nobody's business.
They were talking like estimated death toll to be in the hundreds of millions.
Well, they better hope that they're on that list because I'm coming for them.
I know
that I will.
I
still won't come for you.
I know gravity is a force expressed upon something, but what force? What is gravity? What up, Bryce? Gravity is an object being pulled toward an internal mass. This is all a lot of fucking jargon that's not telling me what gravity is.
Oh, it'll happen, Dylan. It'll happen. I can be pretty determined what I want to be. Ain't no doubt. That hurt.
Oh, you get gravitated right in the ceiling fan?
That would suck.
Gravity is a conspiracy. We all are really just, internally we have magnets that are keeping us tethered to the planet.
Yeah, it's like a face-off.
Science.
They have those magnet boots.
Fuck yeah.
And you are Nicolas Cage.
I am.
The world is starting to make a lot of sense.
We're manifesting.
Yeah. I wish we could get him on the show. Maybe I'll just reach out and ask him.
He probably got one.
You think he's got an Instagram?
Nick Cage? Probably. Look at some of the movies he's done lately. He would probably come on.
That's what I'm saying. I'd say
he's at the point in his life where he's just doing whatever the fuck he wants to do.
Yeah. I feel like of all celebrities, he's probably the most logical one that we could reel in.
I would fangirl the fuck out if Nicolas Cage came on the show.
Fucking awesome. I would buy you a wig just so you could make that Con Air face.
Can I get a cryptid themed 10 toes down t-shirt? My pink hollow sky is love shirt is too subtle. We're thinking about it. We got to get some shirts out, actually. We haven't dropped a shirt, new shirt in a long time. This has been a hot minute.
Yeah, we definitely needed to get some shirts rolling. Need to settle on a good hoodie design.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
What is gravity? You're asking a lot of math stuff. We don't do math here.
No, not at all. Math sucks.
Math free since 2019.
Yeah.
Math is a conspiracy to make regular people feel stupid.
Bro, me and Steve gave up on math after we quit high school.
And I was good at math.
Fuck, not me.
I took trigonometry and all that stupid bullshit that I'll never, ever, ever use.
Yeah, that was dumb.
If Nick Cage has an Instagram, it's not in his name.
True. True.
We're not mathologists.
Mm-mm, no, sir. I don't think there's anything that we actually excel at either, though. We're mediocre at some stuff. Maybe below that slightly, but, you know, whatever.
Gravity is the thing sticks to bigger inside thing. That's what I thought it was.
I mean, it's true.
It's science. Damn, Burton, how did you mess that up?
That's dumb. I would have dropped everything. Those were good movies, too. I liked those movies. Nick Cage is dope.
Dude, have you seen Mandy yet?
No.
Watch Mandy. It's one of my favorite horror movies of all time now.
No, I'm just going to watch Con Air and The Rock. And
you're going to love Nick Cage in Mandy because he has a chainsaw sword fight.
That's cool.
With a biker demon.
And Drive Angry is good. That's a good one. That's classic. You ain't seen that one.
You need to watch Mandy.
And he drives the baddest car in the world in that too. So
his wife gets kidnapped.
Oh, Gone in 60 Seconds. Great movie.
Nick Cage's wife gets kidnapped by a cult who then summon serial killer biker demons to kill him. That sucks. And he instead kills all of them.
That's eerily similar to Drive Angry. That's weird.
Chainsaw dual wield fights and crossbow hunting and very, very Nick Cage.
The Rock is a classic. That is a classic, classic movie. Fucking solid.
If the MCU revamps Ghost Rider, which is in the talks, are they going to do a Nick Cage Ghost Rider? They need to.
But do they, though? I don't know that they really do. His Ghost Rider was kind of cheese. Unless he goes dark. If he goes dark, then all right, yeah, I'm in.
We need Cosmic Ghost Rider, Nick Cage.
That makes more sense.
Where he just kicks it with Galactus and Thanos the whole time while they just kill off the rest of the entire MCU.
That'd be all right. Face Off is another classic. See, everybody's a Nick Cage fan.
Oh, yeah. Nick Cage might be a vampire. Oh, well, that's true. He might be.
He's cool. If he is, I'm trying to hang out with him. Yeah, even if he's not, though.
Nick Cage, how do you feel about time travel? How do you feel about interdimensional entities?
Be a fun conversation.
We need to pick your brain.
Yeah, and I'd be like, yo, could you hook me up with a 1970 Chevelle? because you are rich as fuck.
And just doing whatever he wants to do.
Dressing like cool, a, man.
Dressing like cool. A total asshole.
Yeah, it's
just cool. Living it.
Yeah, Nick Cage is pretty cool. Yeah. Always been a fan. Always liked him.
Yeah. I did like Long Legs. I know a lot of people didn't, but I liked it. I went and saw it at the theater. He plays a Satan worshiping killer there too.
Interesting.
Got a lot of Satan-y things here lately. Running through his repertoire.
That sucks.
Once he went broke, he had to sell it.
That sucks.
Nick Cage is rich with the experience. Love of his
fans. Experience. That sucks to hear that he's broke. That's disappointing.
Probably because he's making just... I'm not going to say the word that I wanted to say. Probably because he's making great movies that he wants to make.
Yeah.
I feel like
that's what he wants.
That's what every actor wants to do, to get to a point to where they can just make the movies they want to make.
Yeah, that's how it should be.
Why make Titanic when you can make a movie about a pig?
Titanic was fucking dumb anyways. Why make Titanic anyways?
What were the people expecting? The boat sinks every time.
Yeah, the movie sucked.
And no matter what.
As a teenage boy, there was one fucking cool part, and that was it.
Where the boat sank?
Yeah.
That's what I thought you were talking about.
It's 100% what I was talking about.
Yeah, that tracks. The problem, yeah, I can see how that gets expensive fast when you have to fully back and fund all the movies that he was in.
Oh, yeah, that's not a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. I remember it on the two VHS tapes.
And the boat still sinks. Every outcome, the boat sinks.
Every time.
Oh, that's crazy. I saw Sam Elliott driving his old Ford pickup. Bryce knows. I'm trying to think of what celebrities I've seen in the wild. I met Turtle Man once. Does that count?
I saw Rogan once. I saw Matt Hughes. Actually, I saw Matt Hughes at Texas Roadhouse. I talked to him too, actually.
Didn't Nick Cage play the iceberg and the ocean in Titanic, actually?
He did.
Jake says, just got on. The first thing I hear is serial killer biker demons. This must have been a wild night shift. We get crazy once in a while.
Twiz, I hope you're not lying about that, because that, as far as right now, that takes the cake.
That is sick.
It's fucking awesome.
That is sick. Any wrestling fans out there, Bobby Lashley gets his car washed at Maddox's car wash.
Nice.
Yeah. Met the Undertaker at Lambert Field. That's cool.
That's true. We did meet some of the Mountain Monster guys.
Oh, yeah. I forget about stuff like that. Like famous people in the paranormal world. We met the people from... Expedition Bigfoot. A lot of stuff like that.
Yeah, we've met musicians for sure.
Yeah.
But our musicians were never large by any means.
Yeah. Maddox says Bobby's cool. He's just pretty chill. Met Jesse James when he came to Jerseyville Walmart.
That's crazy.
The cowboy? I shook hands with Steven Seagal and went on vacation in California. Did he roundhouse kick you?
That's awesome. I hope that the answer is yes.
I met the dudes from the Hollow Sky podcast.
We're not famous.
No. They sound like a couple dorks.
They are dorks.
Are dinosaurs considered cryptids?
That's kind of a good question.
I feel like the ones that are seen now are. I feel like it'd be in the same camp as the coelacanth, something that you thought was extinct, not being extinct. Fortean airwaves. I was just talking about Fortean airwaves to someone. I can't remember who.
That was a good time.
Yeah. Enjoyed that. What?
I don't think I've met anybody else, though. And even if I did, I'm not the type of person that's like, oh my God.
You're famous.
Oh, we met, I went up and shook hands with Travis Walton.
Oh yeah. We did talk to Travis Walton a little bit.
That's cool. That's who I am. I'm the guy that just, all I want to do is just like shake your hand and say hi. And then I'll be like, bye. I'll see you later.
I forget about that. Who else did we meet? Andrea Perrin from the Conjuring House, one of the daughters of the Conjuring House. We met her at a conference once.
Yeah.
My mom got a book signed by her. Oh, my mom met Randy Orton. He shoots at the same gun range my mom and an ex-stepdad used to.
The lady that took our kids' photos, she also photographs Randy Orton and his family.
Oh, that's sick.
Yeah.
Oh, we were on Sam Tripoli.
Oh, yeah. We didn't really meet him, though.
No, I don't think he would know us.
Oh, no.
Ever.
Oh, no.
Should we try to block that part out? We try to block all of that out.
That was a bad experience.
Yeah. Trigonometry does suck. We did go on trip.
Which was a bad experience.
Which was a whole thing.
I think we're at a point where we can say that it was a bad experience.
Yeah. Everything about that lined up in the worst possible way possible.
It was terrible. It was fucking terrible. No shade. It was just fucking terrible.
No, we're not talking shit on Sam. Sam had a lot going on at that particular point in his existence. And
yeah.
Just kind of went downhill.
Yeah, it was bad. And it sucks. It sucks because I was a massive Tripoli fan. And then after that, I never listened to him again. I have not listened to his show since that day.
Who's his sidekick? Johnny?
Yeah, Johnny Woodward.
Yeah. He fucked with us a lot after that.
Yeah. Johnny was cool.
Yeah.
Would I go back? I don't know. Really don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. He wasn't. It wasn't anything like that. It wasn't that he was being a dick. It was just
pure dismissive.
Yeah, it was utter uninterest in what we had to say.
Yeah, it was the worst experience going on somebody else's show that we've ever had.
Yeah, the only one that was like interacting and like engaging with us was Johnny.
Yeah. That's kind of why we've never pushed that show. We don't really ever talk about it because it was just wretched.
Yeah. I gave Mark McGrath a psychic message after a concert. I read that as psychic massage.
Hell yeah.
And I was like,
No, Twiz, like, real talk, he edited out a lot of his pure dismissive farts from the show.
Yeah, it was.
Because what you guys heard was not the full conversation.
Yeah, it was.
And I was hella excited to go on that show. Hella excited. Because I loved Tripoli. Absolutely loved him. Actually, you guys heard me a lot, like just sticking up for him. But then that happened and it was like, fuck, this sucks. But hey, that's the past. It is what it is.
And yeah, and like I said, he was also, from what we heard, going through some stuff at that particular moment. Like the timelines were absolutely like stacked against us. So it is what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. It ain't nothing. No bad blood. It just is what it is.
Jake says, why'd we stop doing the call-ins? To be 100% honest with you, a lot of times we'd open the phone lines and not get anything.
Yeah.
We'd just set the phone on for 40 or 50 minutes and not get a call at all. So we eventually just stopped charging the phone.
And to like go back to that, I don't know why, but it is such a weird, it like breaks the flow of the show whenever we have it in our heads, we're going to open the line.
Yeah.
And we expect calls and then we don't get any. And then you almost have this sense inside you of like scramble. Yeah. Now we've got to do something. And then me and Steve would get on a roll and then calls would hammer in right as we're talking and it kind of break. It just, I don't know. It just was a weird feeling for the show. I would love to go back and have like a line of calls that we could do. Cause I loved that whole concept, but
we got some crazy shit too.
Oh dude, whenever, there were some fucking awesome ones.
Whenever it was popping, dude, the night vision Bigfoot helicopter guy. Sick.
Dude, that was awesome. And then I remember where, I don't know if it's the same guy or whatever, but they got abducted. The pilots essentially got abducted by aliens. And then there was the one where they were talking, I don't remember the word for word, but they were driving through like a fucking orchard or somewhere. And he started seeing these fucking shadow hands coming out of the fucking ground after him.
Yeah. Oh, so
it was wild.
I love shit like that.
Oh, it was so awesome.
I saw a lot of people talking about like a paranormal true crime. It's hard to find things that cross over into that realm where the paranormal and the true crime kind of combine them. Like there's paranormal aspects to it. Like we did the one on, the gal that went missing that they blamed on Bigfoot. It's hard to find things like that, especially enough to do like an excessive amount of episodes on. Twiz, I called in a bunch of people, got mad. Yeah, Twiz was the time filler lifeline there for a while.
That is true. Twiz would call in when nobody else would.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, Wendigo story sounds fucking sick.
Yeah, he could, if he doesn't like, I know we don't open the phone that much anymore, but if you just record a voice note, have him tell a story into a voice note and email it to us and we'll put it on a listener experience episode.
You're right, Colleen. There were some Australian fellows.
Yeah, I wonder what happened to those guys.
Man, they were the funniest fuckers I've ever met. That dude was fucking hilarious.
Yeah, had the bathroom peeking ghost and shit.
Yes, yeah. I can remember him making fun of a car that he drove or whatever. And I remember fucking just rolling.
Yeah. We've had some interesting folks roll through the night shift.
Yeah, our resident psychic ain't been around much lately either.
No, last time I talked to her, her times are not meeting up with our times as far as the night shift.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
that happens.
She always calls us out and posts the show up on her Discord to get people to come over.
Well, much love, JJ.
Yeah. I try to check in with her every once in a while, at least through the Discord, to see how she's doing. She's like the resident psychic mom trying to bubble protect all of us from all the negative energy.
She got her fucking work cut out for her then.
That's no shit. Yeah, I'm torn on missing 411. You guys know how I feel about that. I won't be a broken record on that. I just just if you dive down the missing 411 route, for all the missing 411 you take in, you need to go over and listen to the Lore Lodge on YouTube. Go into some of their debunking videos, because a lot of the narrative is twisted to make not everything. And Politis needs his flowers for bringing it to light that there's something going on in the national parks that is not being investigated and recorded the way it should be. But a lot of the things make things seem weird when they're really not. So definitely check out the Lore Lodge when it comes to missing 411 stuff. And he in his defense, he even goes into cases that David has put out that he can't even explain. So there is shit that is weird. But a lot of the things get twisted to make it seem more weird than it should be. I'll also give David his flowers on the American Sasquatch documentary he just put out. I watched it, bought it, watched it, enjoyed it. If there's one critique, I wish it was longer. I wish it would have been an hour longer, because it feels like he only got to scratch the surface on some things and then had to move on to the next. Wish he would have had the time and the money to make it. He could have made that thing a 3-hour documentary and I would have sat through it. So
it was good.
Yeah. I'm not like a total Politis, you know, negative Nancy. The guy's kind of a prick.
Yeah.
But
it's also kind of a selling point too, though, in certain lights anyways.
Yeah. When he goes into his Bigfoot stuff, like, it was pretty good. It was pretty good. You broke my faith in missing 411. I feel like if it can be debunked, it deserves to be debunked. You know what I mean? If there's evidence out there proving otherwise, if not, you're just lying, you know? And I don't know that he did it all purposely, but there are some things that he would leave out, like, to make it seem more supernatural than it really was. But there is weird shit that happens in the park, and people do go missing at a higher rate. And some of the things are, like I said, go check the Lore Lodge. Tell them we sent you, because this channel's gigantic. And look at some of the things that he disproves. And also in that vein, look at some of the things that he can't explain, because him and his crew do a lot of research. They go to a lot of these places, put boots on the ground, and, Also, Missing Enigma. He was the one that really started to dive into the missing 411, and he went into it, started his channel as a fan, you know, really interested in the missing 411. And then he started FOIA requesting police reports and all kinds of things. And he was the one that initially started finding the discrepancies in some of the cases Politis put out. And he definitely goes and puts boots on the ground to things that he can't explain, like missing people. He'll go retrace their last footsteps and shit. Check him out. Also, incredible journalism and work he puts out there. Backwards Golf versus Now I Dislike Tripoli.
You don't have to do that.
No. And like I said, it was just a circumstance of the time that everything
hit. Yeah.
But anyhow, it's about that time. We're running over a little bit here. Kyle's got to work tomorrow.
Womp, yeah, unfortunately.
Womp, womp. But man, we had 50 people in here pretty consistently.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Pretty good numbers.
I like that.
We appreciate you all, Holocult, and the conversation. Like, the chat kept the conversation rolling. Love it. Good to see you all in here. Thanks for kicking it. 2026, rolling up on the 7th year. Lucky 7. It's going to be...
This will be the year.
It'll be our year. We're going to manifest it.
This will be the year.
Oh, yeah. Forgot to do that. Great. Look at Burton being the YouTube guy. Make sure you hit the like button, the subscribe button, and the notification bell so you don't miss out on any of these things. Thanks for keeping it together, Burton. Yeah, we love Somebody's all you guys. Stay safe out there. Stay weird. Here's to a happy and productive 2026. Keep it real.
Hair piles in the house.
She shed. Her hair was just everywhere.
At Rough Greens, we know dogs need live nutrition just like we do.
We have had a lot of issues with her skin.
Sometimes itching and scratching, lack of energy, digestive issues, they're not medical issues at all, but more likely they're nutritional deficiencies from eating dead food.
A lot of the nutrients just aren't there anymore.
The good news is you don't have to change your dog's food to improve your dog's health. Simply add a scoop of Rough Greens and make even the best dog food better.
I was truly amazed how fast it worked.
One of the most noticeable things is her coat doesn't have the itching.
She doesn't shed as much.
It wasn't even 2 weeks that I saw a drastic improvement.
We're so confident that your dog will love Rough Greens that we're going to let them try it before you buy it. Free. Just cover the shipping. Get your free bag of Rough Greens today at ruffgreens.com. That's ruffgreens.com.
I wish we would have found Rough Greens a lot sooner.
So good, your dog will ask for it by name.